News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. I'm Matt Wilbur with a special guest on the line. I've got the United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins in on the phone, actually. How you doing, Secretary?
Hey, I'm so great. Thank you, and love your show. Love being with you. Sorry, I'm out with some cattle right now. You may hear a little bit of background noise, but with my Australian Shepherd. But yes, so happy to be on with you and all your wonderful listeners up there in Utah.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. I know you've got a very busy schedule. You can hang out here with us for a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about this. A lot of people have heard about it, the big, beautiful bill, and you hear different things about it. And you're here to talk to us a little bit about how that can affect us here in northeastern Utah, out here in our rural Utah community.
Well, I really appreciate, and this is obviously working its way through Congress right now. The president had a vision, and he cast that vision over the last few years, and the American people, I think resoundingly in November, said, yes, that's what we want for our country. That is, you know, we want to make America great again, and clearly Utah is very, very much in that, you know, freedom, liberty, more prosperity camp. And so that's what this bill does. It takes a lot of those promises, makes them a reality, delivers the largest tax cut for middle and working class Americans in history. Of course, I, as the Secretary of Ag, am very focused on our farmers and our ranchers, but they are the ultimate small business owners, relying on lower taxes to provide the world's best and most abundant food supply. It unleashes economic growth, of course, for our farmers, prevents the death tax from hitting 2 million family-owned farms and ranches, bolsters the safety net for our farmers, the reference prices, which probably not all your listeners are aware of, but certainly those in the agriculture industry know they have just had a really tough go of it the last 4 years under Biden. So anyway, it makes a lot of great changes across the board, but especially in agriculture, I think it's going to be extremely, extremely positive for our ag community.
That's always good to know, because, you know, a lot of people hear about this. They either hear about it on social media, or they hear about it from their friends, or they hear something on the news. And some people don't know. You've heard people say, oh, this isn't a good thing. It is a good thing. But it sounds like, talking to you, this is going to be great, especially for rural communities like us right here in this Utah area.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I'm so focused on rural America in this role and what we need to do. It's not just our farmers and ranchers are definitely the backbone, but rural America is really the real America, right? Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, these guys were farmers. America was entirely rural until the last 100 years. And so to keep this country strong, we have to make sure that we've got real prosperity in every corner of America. And I am so certain and so bullish that this president, that President Trump, who I've worked with and for now for almost 10 years, that his work on behalf of the American people, his fulfilling of his promises, promises made, promises kept, this is a really important step. We're at the very end of the process right now. The House has already passed it. We're waiting on the Senate to finalize some things and get it to the president's desk for signature.
Do you think it's looking pretty good? I mean, you hear a lot of stuff about it. I mean, it sounds like the bill is amazing. It looks like they have a pretty good shot at getting this through.
I do. There's some last-minute negotiations and lots of technical kind of things to work through, challenges, et cetera. But at the end of the day, I just believe so strongly, you know, we've got a majority in the Senate. There are a couple senators that have said, you know, under no circumstances will they vote for lots of reasons. And I think we've got one of those from Kentucky. And then we've got a couple others that we're working with right now to get them to a yes. But this is, again, what the American people wanted, what they voted for. They gave us the United States Senate, retained the United States House, won the White House, arguably against pretty big odds with the election fraud, with, you know, our president almost getting assassinated once, not once, but twice. But here we are in this moment, and how we really bring America back to the golden age, which the president promised. I think that at the end of the day, that the votes will be there in the coming week when they'll vote, and that we'll be able to move this forward.
Well, I think it's great that the president, you know, has so much support for rural communities like ours out here, because sometimes we feel like we're the forgotten ones. We feel like, hey, we're out here too, but with this administration, especially you, you're out there right now just doing your stuff out in the field right there, and you guys get a feel for what we need out here, which I think is very important, especially because we feel like sometimes we're left out, but this sounds like this would be really great for us.
Well, it's just so ironic and such a beautiful part of God's plan that the president that perhaps feels and loves and represents rural America more than any other president in our lifetime is the billionaire real estate guy from New York City. Right?
I mean, this is no, right?
One of the great, great ironies of our time. But I'll tell you, Matt, I feel it. I see it. I talk to him, not daily, but close to daily, and have now for years. We are his people, and he will do whatever it takes to represent our people in rural America and help bring, again, that American dream to every corner of our country, especially the people living out in our rural communities. So it's pretty cool. You know, we have supported him. The rural America supported him at 85% over three different elections. He also, you know, that we're his people, the hardworking backbone of America. But he also realizes that perhaps the greatest source of support, I don't think there's another category that comes close to 85%, really is from rural America. So that's part of it, too. He knows that our people have been with him since the moment he came down the escalator in 2015, never wavered when a lot of the country wavered in 2020 after January 6th and a stolen election. Rural America never wavered and now support him at a level that has even higher than it's ever been, even with the uncertainty of the tariffs and some of the labor questions that are going on. He's just he feels it, he believes it, and he's going to fight for it with everything he has.
Well, this is so great. I'm so glad you took the time to talk to us here about this. The big, beautiful bill. We're hoping this thing goes through. It'll really help us out here in rural communities. And it sounds like this is something really great to have. And thank you again for your time to be able to reach out to us and take the time. Secretary Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, calling us here on KVEL and talking to us about this. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
I think that's it. Just God bless Utah, God bless America, and God bless the one big, beautiful bill, Matt. Thank you so much.